Can you hear that? Jordan, yeah, can you hear that?
Yes, we can.
Can't worry about the problems on the bills. Got my lady ride with me, man, you know what the deal. It's time to chill. Can't worry about the problems on the bills. Got my family ride with me, man, you know what the deal. It's time to chill. Can't worry about the problems on the bills. Got my homies ride with me, man, you know what the deal. It's time to chill. Can't worry about the problems on the bills. I said,
yeah, 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 yeah. Okay, I just turned 28. I'm feeling bittersweet, might have a lemon cake. I'm feeling like the man that understands that many men didn't make it to the age I am. I'm really blessed to say I thank God for this day. 2020 was a mess, but we made it anyway. It's time to celebrate, hit the cool in the gang. Said it's about to get real, man, you know what the deal. It's time to chill.
Ain't worried about the problems or the bills. Got my lady ride with me, man, you know what the deal. It's time to chill. Ain't worried about the problems or the bills. Got my family ride with me, man, you know what the deal. It's time to chill. Ain't worried about the problems or the bills. Got my homies ride with me, man, you know what the deal. It's time to chill. Ain't worried about the problems or the bills. I said,
yeah, yeah, yeah.
It's safe to say your boy came a long way. If you're listening to me now, then I know you can relate. We was locked up in the house, now we finally coming out. Feel the breeze once again, I can sneeze once again. Not you!
Bless me, it's interesting how these smallest things now have a new meaning. Breath has new feeling, love is more real. So I made the choice to do some more chilling.
Do some more healing, expressing my feeling.
Feeling my spirit, I am a witness. It'll get better, keep going on.
Yeah, I want to hear the song at your weddings, barbecues, family functions, vacations. Nah, I just appreciate y'all. Thank you so much for supporting the movement. God bless.
I ain't saying that.
Today I had nothing to do, I thought I'd kick a little freestyle.
Let's
for you.
Kick it.
I ain't trying to get no props for my rhymes.
No props.
I'm just trying to have a good time.
Yeah.
This song ain't really about nothing. Matter of fact, ain't got no cussing. So relax, I only cuss in my head. And sometimes before I go to bed, I guess this song's about cursing.
Stop cursing.
You know what's worse? Twerking.
Uh-oh.
That's right. Turn your head. Don't look.
Don't look.
Matter of fact, I just found my hook.
Wow.
Oh, yeah.
We all need Jesus.
We all need Jesus.
We all need Jesus.
We all need Jesus.
Hold up.
We all need Jesus.
We all need Jesus.
We all need Jesus.
We all need Jesus.
I ain't trying to impose.
Good God Almighty.
I'm about to close.
I bet you can't stop.
Don't get me misunderstood.
Go and talk.
Now, rather this thing getting good.
Take your time. Take your time.
If you feel the spirit,
don't preach.
Come on, this ain't the lyrics.
Lord, have mercy in here.
If you be so kind.
Well, say yes.
Sing it away.
want y'all to say a prayer for all the listeners who are listening. Whoever's going to listen to my CD, I want y'all to say a prayer for all of them.
Dear Lord, thank you for this thing, Uncle Marlon's CD. Thank you for this new CD made. Thank you for everything. In his name, amen.
Thank you, Lord, for Uncle Marlon's first time of his CD. And thank you for this time that he's going to make it. And for that he's making it. And it's going to be a good CD. And Lord, I pray that you bless it. We'll have it all about you. His name, amen.
This Uncle Marlon, he's a genius. He's such a genius. He loves you guys. He'll make you laugh.
Miss Dixon.
He'll make you go.
He's going to make it really cool. So, anyway,
Miss Dixon, can you hear me?
All right, put it on the beat.
Miss Dixon. You know what she got to do?
Mm-hmm.
Okay, real set. Tell her, go to where it's like a crank bolt and go to the settings to see what, you know how you go into the settings of StreamYard? And it go to audio to see what the audio input and audio output is.
Okay.
Because she probably needs to pick it. Get this jam session going.
She said.
A servant if he doesn't lay down his life. What profits a man to gain the world, and if he gains the world, he loses his soul, his soul, his soul, his soul. We
loving the Lord today. DJ Marcus Aurelius on the beat.
So what good is it to live and have no meaning?
man.
DJ Marcus Aurelius. Okay. DJ, one time. Miss Dixie, can you hear us? Ladies and gentlemen, you're now tuning in to Chaos Culture Radio. I got Jordan, new Jordan era.
It's like I miss
you. You got...
Yes. I am in the building.
Let them know.
It's like I'm running.
The Mighty 300 is here. Our boy Mustang Ronnie couldn't be here with us, so we balling in his name.
Yes.
We're only playing straight God music today. While we get our beautiful sister, Miss Dixon, ready for the interview. Shout outs to Marlon Dixon, living on the go. DJ Marcus Aurelius, the last Roman Empire on the beat.
The morning's starting to feel like the next. But I gotta wake up for this paycheck. Already stressing, I ain't even watch my face yet. Feel like there's so much time I wasted, man. I'm looking for a sign.
So guys, I want to appreciate y'all. Just want to be my subscriber. I want to thank y'all for subscribing and viewing our channel. We're not done yet.
We're not done yet. God is good. God is good, I'm telling you. If you out there and you think you lonely, you know you're not here. You got the Chaos Culture Radio game. New Jordan era on the beat. DJ Marcus Aurelius on the beat. Mustang Ron is on the beat. He's not here today. If you're suffering your pain, we're here for you. God is real. We don't like ops. We don't like gang members. We don't like thugs.
You said our computer froze. So.
Why won't she just get on her phone? It's easy to on her phone.
Yeah.
That's tell her to get on. To do. Don't get on your get on your phone.
Yeah.
DJ Marcus Aurelius on the beat. I couldn't do it without my brothers. The Mighty 300 is here. We're trying to get 1,000. God is real. No weapons formed against us shall prosper. We don't do sucker media. We do not do sucker media. Real men here. Real men who support black women. Real men who don't complain about black women. Our biggest supporter of our platform is black women.
That's right.
I wish one of you niggas dare speak untimely about one of our queens. We don't practice colorism here. If you want some paper bag shit, get out of here. I always drunk my coffee black. Never put cream on it. Soldiers drink it straight black. Café Cubano espresso. Shout outs to all the black queens out there. The darker the berry, the sweeter the juice. Shout outs to all the sisters who've been holding down the bum boyfriends. Shout outs to all the sisters who've been building up their man from the ground up. Shout out to all the sisters who stuck by their brothers, fathers, sons, nephews, cousins. Shout outs to all the women who kept them canteens full. Shout outs to all the women who love their daddy, even though their daddy wasn't around and was there for their daddy to the end. Shout outs to them brothers there. Shout outs to the brothers who love their fathers.
All men and women will still keep that family home.
Thank you. Shout outs to the fathers. The black fathers of America. Shout outs to them. The 90, 80% who are in their kids' lives.
And we are speaking fast because out of all the races, especially with the black fathers are the number one who's stepping up.
Shout outs to them. Shout outs to them. Ms. Dixon, can you hear us? Professor Dixon. Yes, I'm talking to you, Professor.
Yeah, we can't hear you. Yeah, we can't hear you. But we can't hear you still.
Are you on your phone, Professor Dixon? Oh, yeah, are you on your phone?
Huh? I can't hear. Still can't hear.
Is she on her phone?
I don't think so. I don't know.
Professor,
text on the chat.
Use your cell phone. Do not use your computer. Use your cell phone, Professor Dixon. Shout outs to the black husbands in America. Shout outs to all the black people who love God. Chaos Culture Radio loves you. Chaos Culture Radio loves you. We're going to have a smashing interview with Miss Dixon. She has a play coming out. Time is now. And the time is now. We do not talk to heretics. We do not talk to people who speak blasphemy. Connect your headphones to your phone, Professor Dixon. Ladies and gentlemen, I just ate a bag of beef jerky that was called Sweet Teriyaki by Baby Sweet Rays. Mm. I'm on the 1-2s, DJ Marcus Aurelius. If you don't know who Marcus Aurelius is, go back to school.
Or look him up.
We have our beautiful sister, Professor Dixon. The Lord is right. She's going to get her audio together so we can have this interview.
Yeah.
Praise the Lord. Her son got some good music, though. This is her son. You know that, right?
Yeah. I've seen that. Yeah. She talked to him.
Ladies and gentlemen. We do not talk to heretics. Anybody who's watching us, like and subscribe and share this video. I need y'all to like and subscribe and share this video. The interview's about to get on.
And I go
hope you understand. If hoping is a crime, then you can count me in. You can count me in.
It's like I'm living on gold. It's like I'm running on gold.
Shout out to Marlon Dixon. DJ Marcus Aurelius on the beat. I'm doing what Miami niggas do best. We messed up the track. No, we not rescheduling. We're gonna do this interview.
I gotta go get it. Whatever it is, I gotta go get it. I've been running on low. So it's taking a minute. Hard to keep.
Miss Dixon. Miss Dixon, why are you using your computer? Use your phone. Use your phone. Or press the letter M on the laptop. On the laptop, M. Hold on. Let me show you something.
She said she tried to.
Yeah, call, yeah, Jordan, call her. No, you got to use Safari. Safari.
Hold on, I'm telling you.
Back on the one and back on the one and twos again. This is the dedication for all the ladies, the black queens out there who be having the black man's back. This song is dedicated to y'all for y'all having our backs. What can I do without you, mama?
Look at my situation, it's hard to recede at. But no matter, no matter, I'm trusting you.
I'm trusting you, Lord.
You're gonna pull me through. When I try to make it to my next day, you said this is the start of your best days. I got your back forever and always. You ain't never gotta be afraid.
This is dedicated to all the black women out there who got her back.
I had to give it up. You got so many blessings in store. I got more than enough.
As they cooking us like bacon on the street.
It's unforgettable.
As they sending us up Ish Creek.
When I try to make it to my next day, you said this is the start of your best days. I got your back forever.
I'm about to get lit. Dedicate this to my homie Cosmo.
I know you got my back.
Yeah.
Can you hear me now?
I can hear you now. Praise the Lord.
Thank you, Jesus.
Yeah.
Woo, glory.
Okay, now we can get this show on the road.
All right.
Let's go.
Can you? All right. So I do, right. Do I need to turn my phone the other way?
What should I do?
Yeah, you did it already. Perfect.
Oh, thank you, Jesus. I was just about to say good night, and I'm not a fugitive.
No, you're not. Oh. Perfect.
Oh, wow. I am so sorry.
Don't be sorry. Apologies. Listen, don't queen, you don't have to. It happens to the best of us. I want to say your son has some beautiful music.
Thank you. So how did you find him?
Check this out. Miss Dixon, just like you, I'm a teacher too. I do research.
Okay.
I do research. I do research. What better to open up the show with your son's music?
I appreciate that. Wow. Now,
we support talent.
Thank definitely. You so much.
No, definitely. So we're going to start the show off like this. Ladies and gentlemen, this is Chaos Culture Radio. My name is DJ Marcus Aurelius on the ones and twos.
Let's go. Let's get it.
We got a lovely queen here. Miss, I don't know how to pronounce your first name.
It's Adeline.
Adeline, Miss Adeline Dixon, professor, playwright, mother, wife. Put some respect on her name.
Grandmother. Oh.
Grandmother too. Excuse me now.
Of 13, yes.
You look very young for your age.
Thank you. Thank you, sir.
So definitely. So before we get into the questions, tell us about yourself.
Mm-hmm. Well, you summed up quite a few things about me, but again, my name is Adeline Dixon. Mm-hmm. I am happily married to the most wonderful man in the world, Pastor Dixon. Martin Dixon.
Senior.
We've been together, senior, yes. We've been together for 37 years, and
praise
we've been married for 34 years. And in that time, God blessed us with four beautiful children who are all grown now. And we have 13 grandbabies. So, of course, I pride myself on that. Yeah, and I'm sorry.
I did not say praise the Lord. That is a beautiful accomplishment.
Yes, definitely. And I am a social sciences teacher. I teach 7th grade civics and 11th grade U.S. history. I've been a teacher. I've been in education for pretty much all of my life. My mother owned 3 preschools, so I had my first job at 15.
Wow.
And I am a playwright. Also, we pastor a Faith Deliverance Cathedral in Miami, Florida. So it's just a few things about me. I've been writing since I was probably about 12 years old. So that's just a little bit about me.
So what gave you the courage to finally want to come out with your play now?
Actually, I wrote this play 20 years ago. It was the courage to come back because during that 20-year span, when I first wrote the show, it was phenomenal. I mean, God did some wonderful things in every production. But as time went on, you know, I made a couple of bloopers and blunders. And, you know, there's a spiritual side, but there's also a business side. And some of that I was just out there just trying to do what I felt like I knew to do. And so, you know, I ran into some hiccups and some headaches, and I just kind of said, okay, that's it. I'm pulling back off of that. And so about a year, I wrote another show called Lord, When Will I Get My Roles? It was a huge success back in 2019, but then COVID hit. And so I, you know, like everybody else, I was in the house. And so during that time, as you know, you said you're a teacher as well. So, you know, we were doing the online teaching, and I was teaching kindergarten at the time. So having 25 kindergartners keep it entertained every day. Of course, my mind had to get very creative in my methodology of teaching them. And so during that time, my playwriting skills started kicking in. And so that's how I was able to keep the kids engaged, you know. And so during that time, I was like, I really missed the theater. I missed the theater. So I started praying about it because I don't believe in doing anything out of God's will or timing.
Praise the Lord.
So my husband and I were in conversation one day, and he said, babe, I think we need to start getting the props and everything together because I feel like we're going to bring the time is now back. And I was in prayer one day, and it just came in my heart, okay, it's time. It was about a year ago. And so I started working on it from that point.
And what's the premise of the play? My bad. Go ahead, Jordan. And
no, I was going to ask you, what is the play called and what?
I didn't hear your second question, Jordan. I'm sorry. Say it again, please.
The play, the screen, what is that about?
Yeah, the premise of it. What is it called, and okay. what is the premise for people who don't know?
Okay, so basically, the name of the show is The Time Is Now. And the show is about a young lady by the name of Tara. Tara is a teenager going through her teenage changes. And so she's, you know, trying to find her own way. Then she starts rebelling and skipping school, lying to mom, you know, things that some of our teenagers find themselves in. And so the main thing about this play is that her mother, Naomi, has never wanted to open up to her children about her past life. And so Tara does not feel like her mother can relate to what she's going through, because all she's ever known of her, I don't know if you saw the trailer, but all she's ever known of her was to be a good Christian girl. You know, you, you got married, you had two kids. How can you relate to what I'm going through? Yeah. And so that's when mom has to tell her, listen, I know that's what you think you see, but I never wanted you girls to know about my past. But now that I see you heading in the same direction that I was on, that path that I went on, it's time that I must tell you, and the time is now. So at that point, mom has to open up her life. And so we go back from when she was a baby up until the current time. And a lot happens in that time span, but you have to be there to show to see it.
Are you going to get, are you going to record it? Are you going to get it on video?
Yes. Yes, I am. Yes, I am. Definitely.
So, so writing this play, what was your whole inspiration behind it that made you wanted to come write this particular play? Because it sounds like a coming of age story.
You want a truth moment?
We ready.
Yeah, we ready. Go ahead.
We ready.
Well, my life part, because my, I have two daughters and two beautiful girls. And my girls, when I saw them start to experience some things, you know, that I had gone through in life, of course, I didn't want to. It was not proud moments for me, because like in the play, you know, Tara just viewed her mother as that good Christian mom, you know, that never really experienced anything. And so this play, it kind of pushed me to sit down and have some conversations with my children that I didn't want to have. So it's a lot of truth moments in the show that mirrors my life, if not necessarily my life, from those that I was close to, people that are very, in my intimate circle. So it's a, it's some of it, a lot of it is very personal.
Wow. And what about that? The, is there a lot of influence of God into it?
Oh, definitely.
Now, one, now it's, I love to hear things.
Definitely, because I am a believer.
Yeah, you are a believer. Go ahead.
No, you could, you go ahead. It's okay.
No, no, I say, I love the fact that, that your play has meaning, and I can't wait to watch it, because I'll be there front row and center. I think that it, it's always good to, it's always good to have a message. Do you think it's important that for people who are making content to want to put a message into their material? And is that for you? Was it important for you to send a message through your material?
Absolutely. All of my work, it, it has to be a message behind it. I in no wise criticize anybody else's work or their motives for why they do what they do. But for me, I have to, not just because I'm a minister, but because it breaks my heart to see people go through things that they don't necessarily have to go through. I say it like this to our church. There's some testimonies we don't have to have. I know we like to get up and say, the Lord delivered me from X, Y, Z. But some things we don't have to go through. If we would just escuching, listen. If we would hear wisdom. And so it's vitally important for me that all my productions have a message in it that somebody can grasp hold to and hopefully grow thereby.
Listen, what you just said was a bag drop. That was a powerful message you just said. There's some testimony we do not have to have.
We don't. We don't. All and I know, okay, so I have a tendency to be controversial at times. So I might as well get out there since I'm out there.
And we that's what we're here for. We don't mind a cousin. Speak freely. Yeah.
I know that we're prone to saying, well, this had to happen in my life, this in order for this and that to happen. But that's not always so, sir. That is not always so. Even like at funerals, let's take that from that stance. People say, God picked another flower out of the flower garden and he died because it was his time. That's not always so. Found it in the scripture. If I can't back it with the word, I'm not going to say it. In the book of Ecclesiastes, the word of God says, why shouldest thou die before thy time? Okay. So there are some things that don't have to happen in our lives. And for every action, there's a reaction. Okay. And for some things we do, they're just simply consequences of our behavior. You know that you're a teacher, parents. We know that that there are consequences for our behaviors.
Yeah.
And there are consequences that are good and bad. And so if we find ourselves teaching our children to make choices that will be positive choices, they're going to yield positive results. And so it's not a bad thing to teach your kids that you don't have to. Here, see, I used to tell my girls, look, I'm bringing you the scar. See that scar right there? I got that one at Bethune-Cookman in 1985. This one I got at Flomo.
Yeah.
But if you would take my scars, or not only my scars, but if you would take the positive things that I'm trying to give you and show you, well, this is what kept me out of that.
Yeah.
Because sometimes, I'm not going to just say young people in general, they have ears, but sometimes just don't hear.
I want to ask you this.
That's my story.
Go ahead, Jordan.
Yeah. For the people that's confused, like the parents, do you feel like when they see this play, they will have the courage to tell the kids what happened to their past? They probably don't want to talk about it. They probably have the fear to tell their children, or maybe be discouraged in the past.
Well, actually, sir, I believe, from experience, what I've seen, it has opened the door for parents that were having a hard time having that discussion with their children, having those conversations with those children, their children. It's opened the door. There have been, a variety of parents that have come back to me and said, thank you. Thank you, because until I saw this play, I was embarrassed. I didn't want to talk to my daughter. I didn't want to talk to my son, but I was able to open up to them more. Now, I want to clarify this. I'm not trying to relay the message that you got to go into your life and tell everything.
Yeah.
Because, listen, truth be told, all of us tell the good church testimony, but none of us have told the real testimony.
Facts.
I don't think it's anybody.
Which is facts. Yeah, which is facts.
Right.
And you don't have to. Some things you just let stay up under the blood. It's under the blood. Let it stay there. Jesus died for that. So there it is. But yes, sir, this play has opened the door for many parents to say, listen, I need to talk to you. Because, you know, instead of me just pointing my finger at you saying, you shouldn't, let me show you why I'm so passionate about trying to keep you on the right track. And then it has made children more receptive. It is, now, what it's also done is also caused children to, let me give you an example. Like one individual I know had not spoken to their mother in a very long time, very long time. After this play, that person went to their mother, begged for her forgiveness, and had a very, very good relationship until the time of her demise. So it carries a twofold story, definitely.
I wanted to ask you, does any of your family members play in the play? And what was your daughter's reaction to it? And did y'all have like a conversation about the play that you wrote?
Absolutely. So I don't know if you can see this flyer.
No, I seen it online. Are you, and I could tell that some of them are your family members. Beautiful family you have.
Yes.
Okay, let me approach it from this standpoint. So my dad was a pastor. My mom, as I told you, she owned three daycare centers. Mm-hmm. And so And they taught every one of us, all nine of us. I'm the baby of nine children. They taught every one of us how to love God, how to love people, how to love one another. We got a plethora of lessons from our parents. And so, but they didn't do it by just saying it. They did it by example. Mm-hmm. I remember going to the lady's house that back in the day they used to say was senile, cleaning up with my mother. My mom going in, not deplorable situation, and her going in and physically cleaning the lady's house. Okay, and I said all that to say, and watching my father feed the whole community, if necessary, from a wild pot. See, y'all too young, y'all don't know what that is.
Yeah.
But a wild pot in the country. See, I'm from a little place called Penny Farms, right? So yeah. Back in the day, when you had a lot of kids, which everybody did, you just shot everything that was running by and put it in the pot.
Yeah.
Squirrels, coons, and rabbits, and birds, but anyway, my dad would fix big wild pots and he would feed every child, every person that came by. Well, I said that to say this. My children have been on the stage with me since they were infants, pretty much. My daughter that's doing the lead role, she did the role that my granddaughter is going to be doing now in the beginning of the show. Because when I'm gone, whenever the Lord said that time is, I want this to be a legacy. I want it to carry on. And so all of my children and all of my grandchildren are in the production, every one of them. Well, not every one of them, because some of them don't live in the area. Mm-hmm. But my son, the one that you heard his music, he does all the sound and the lighting. He is phenomenal. The oldest daughter, she's the leading lady in this show and in my other show. So, and then my bestie, my husband, he's in the production as well, and my other son. So, and the grandbabies. So, because I want this, even when my eyes are closed, I want my children to take this and keep going.
Wow. What do you?
I'm
think
sorry, I didn't remember the second question.
Oh no, I was saying like. Pardon. When you, I was asking about your daughters, what was their reaction to the message, to the play and everything behind it? Like, well, what was their reaction to it when you brought it to them and the meaning behind the whole thing and the lesson? Was it something like a surreal moment for both of y'all and her understanding that, or what the message behind the play?
Of course. Yes, sir. Absolutely. Like any other parent, I can't tell you that every day was roses. Had to do a few jacking up to the walls and say, look. yes, definitely. As I mentioned, my oldest daughter, she was five when I wrote this play. No, wait, a little bit older than that. But she was about, I think, maybe eight or nine. So I didn't have to deal with those moments with her in the beginning. But as time went on, I'm like, oh, am I going to have to live this play out? But yeah. So she and I, my daughters and I, we had to sit down and to have some real conversations. This play had to actually manifest from what I put on paper, had to manifest in my life. But I'm thankful for is that I'm not never would say that my kids are perfect, but I will say that God blessed us with some wonderful children that didn't give us a lot of problems. And I'm thankful for that. But
great.
I am also thankful that as time went on that I was able to open up to my children, because when they were younger, I was, you know, a little closed. I didn't want them to know that I'd ever done anything wrong. You know, which I mean, of course, you know, everybody has all of
yeah.
I'm sure the glory of God, but just there are some just moments that you're not proud of in your life. Mm-hmm. So
were there any challenges of you trying to get this play out? Like, did you face any adversities?
This time or the time before?
You go with both.
We go with both, yeah.
Yeah.
Yes. So initially I did this it was a church fundraiser.
Mm-hmm.
And there were some challenges. Because, you know, at the time there was, you know, some individuals that didn't quite understand I wouldn't say didn't understand, but didn't agree with plays. And so that was one of the challenges. But over time, thank God, the Lord even worked that out. But that was one of the challenges. Also, of course, financially, I mean, you all are in radio and any type of media, anything that you know, you're trying to get a message where people can hear it, besides just in your house, in your living room, is going to cost money. But I'm a woman of faith, and I believe God. So I told the Lord, I never forget the first time that it was in my heart to go to a performing arts center in Jacksonville, the Times Union Center of the Performing Arts. And at first I went to the floor, well, I won't call this other place that I went to, but they told me there that my show, you know, we don't want to take your money because nobody knows you. You know, Tyler Perry is right down the street, and he was. Tyler Perry was, and so we don't want to take your money. Nobody knows you, so they wouldn't even let me have the show there. I was very discouraged. But everything I was very, very discouraged. I'm like, now, wait a minute, Lord. I know you put this in my heart to do this at a performing arts center.
Yeah.
And so, brother, I went down the street to the Times Union Center of the Performing Arts. Now, mind you, Diary of a Mad Black Woman was right in the same performing arts center. But I knew what God had put in my heart to do. And so I went and talked to the lady, and she told me what I would need. And she said, listen, she said, I don't know why she told you that. She said, because there are a lot of people that we're there first. She said, so in order for your show to be successful, you have to start somewhere. Why not let it be here? I thank God for that lady. She took me under her wings. Her name was Brahma McCain. And she said, your show is going to be a success. And my very first show, it was a 600 seat house. And we sold 400 and something people was there. Wow. My very first show. And in a performing arts center, it was so successful that we had to come back 2 weeks later and do it back by popular demand. But we had to endure the challenges. And I never forget, we had to have $4,000 and some odd dollars or the show would be canceled. And so the day came that we were supposed to have the money there to the theater. And I'm like, Lord, I don't have this money. And so all I could was encouraged to just keep trusting. And so I got on my knees. I said, God, you got me out here. Well, you provide, so you got to provide. And I got up. We had to have the money over there at 4 o'clock. I won't go through the 3:30, money wasn't there. 3:45, money wasn't there. At 4, okay, brothers, let me hold the seat because I'm about to get anointed. At 3:50, my phone rang. Somebody from Atlanta called and said, I believe in what you're doing. The money is on the way. So my business manager, bless her heart, the wonderful woman, got in the door at 4:05 with that $4,000 and some dollars.
Wow.
So yes.
Wow. That's a testimony that needs to be heard. That's definite. It's beautiful to hear this, and it's an inspiration for me, because I think a lot of people need to hear this, because a lot of people are scared to step out on faith, and I think to hear that, and that's what it is. So I'm wondering, like, matter of fact, let me ask you this, because this is a good question. If you was in my shoes, what you think I should have asked you?
What about the show in general?
In general, if you was interviewing yourself, what questions do you think I should have asked you?
Well, I think you've asked me some wonderful questions, but I probably would add to that, what was the reaction of the audience during the show?
Yeah.
And so thank you for asking. And one particular, we have not... And maybe the 13 times that we've done this show, we finished the last scene twice. We were never able to finish the show because people were just coming up on the stage, giving their lives to the Lord on the stage, crying, saying, pray for me. It's been just that powerful. It's just been just that powerful. Yeah.
Okay. Is there any other player or maybe think about
I'm sorry, say it again.
Is there future plays or any plays think about writing in the future, maybe?
Oh, definitely. So the other play that I've written is called Lord, When Will I Get My Roles? The Single Woman's Plea to God. Ooh. And basically it's about a young woman that that she's tired of waiting on the Lord, so she's headed out there to get him for herself. And yeah, that one was woo. It was intense, but it was good. It was a blessing. So we're bringing that back next year. And then I have one show that I've written that's a little emotional for me. It's called The Proof is in the Storage. And I was intending to do this show. It's really kind of centered around an uncle of mine who used to walk around with his video camera all the time. And so in this play, this particular young man is racially profiled. The young man is getting ready to go away to college. And he's racially profiled one night as he and his friend are walking from their last night out together. They put him in jail and they're holding him there for attempted murder. He was not even the individual, but his uncle used to walk around with this camera. Uncle Johnny used to walk around with this big camera all the time at the family functions, video camera, and everybody be, oh, Uncle Johnny, here you are again with that camera. And so the Uncle Johnny took a video of the young man, but the video was locked up in a storage. And so when I come out with the show, you'll find out the end result. But the reason why that one resonates home for me, because my Uncle Johnny, was the one that was walking around with his camera at all of our family functions. And he used to always tell us, these tapes are gonna mean something to you one day. I'm talking about the big one. With the VHS tape.
A lot of people don't remember that.
I'm talking about in the 2000s, he was still walking around.
Yeah. Wow. That.
But so my intention was to, right before COVID hit, I was going to produce that play. And then I said, okay, after COVID is over, I'll produce this play and I want Uncle Johnny sitting on the front row and so he can see this show. I was going to surprise him. And his children gave me one of his video cameras and I was going to surprise him. And he passed away last year, April. And I never got a chance for him to see the show. But I'm still going to do it.
The show must go on.
And I've absolutely. And then I have written a book also called What Happened to My Rock that I'm going to eventually turn into a play where I tell my story about taking care of my dad. My mom and my dad both had, my mom had Alzheimer's, my dad had dementia at the same time.
Mm-hmm.
And so my husband and I were their caregivers. And so I tell my story in that book. So I mainly wrote that for people who are caregivers. Cause it's the real story behind the story. And people will often call and they'll check on the person that's ill, but they don't check on the caregiver.
Yeah.
So we're going to, yeah. So got a lot of plans for the stage because I'm going to be retiring soon. I love what I do. I do what I love, but yeah, been in the classroom long enough. It's time to do some other things now. So.
Who have been most influential in your life to make you this wonderful person that you are?
My mother. My mother, my dad, and I have a teacher. Her name was Miss Bertina Prater, my teacher. Blessed with, I have five sisters, and my sisters are just absolutely amazing. They're beautiful black women, amazing black women.
Crazy.
And my sister, but I have a sister who is was an international opera singer. And so I had the opportunity to travel several places in the world with her. She's done Best from Porgy and Bess all around the world. But not only that, she's done every Italian opera that you could think of, Best of the Best. Her name is Cynthia Heyman. You can Google her sometimes. And I remember I got really discouraged one time, you know, during the bumps and bruises years.
Mm-hmm.
And I was going to just, you know, sell the play and forget it. And she said to me, okay. Well, when you see somebody making $1 million a night over it, then see how you feel. She said, Adeline, you got to hold on to your dream. She said, it may take a while, but you hold on to it. So, yeah. And then last but not least, of course, my children have just made me just this. My children make me feel that, but they celebrate who I am, but then they'll let me know, okay, mommy didn't say that just right. Didn't do that just right. I appreciate God for my children. My children, I love, love, love my children. But then my husband is, he's the balancing act for me. Like he is that, he's my rock. I mean, and then, but at the same time, he'll push me, he'll encourage me. But then at the same time, he's there to pray. He prays over me. I'm talking about 30 something years of doing this.
A man who finds a wife finds a good thing.
Yeah. And I'm a wife that's got a husband that's got a good thing.
There you go.
Oh, man. There's a, I don't know what to ask you, man. You done already took the show already. You done said,
I'm
I don't know.
Sorry.
You don't, listen, I don't know if you can read the comments.
No, that's good.
Yeah, that's good.
Oh, comments?
Yeah, that's comments. People are saying,
yeah,
blessed interview, walk by faith. Fantastic interview.
Awesome.
A lot of people love to hear. Where can people in where can people connect with you? Where can we, you know what I mean, be able to, when's the next play coming out and how we can connect with you in that fashion?
So the show is going to be October 29th. Which just happens to be my 55th birthday.
Happy birthday.
I will be 55
on October 20th. Thank you. It is going to be at the Hollywood Central Performing Arts Center at 6:30 p.m. The doors will open at 5:30. And I encourage everybody to be there on time because somebody's going to be blessed at 5:55 p.m. But so tickets can be bought on Eventbrite or the time is now play on Cash App, and then those persons that buy their tickets on Cash App, they can their tickets will be waiting at the express check-in. And now I gotta get better about all of this LinkedIn and all this kind of stuff, y'all. I'm sorry. my nephews and auntie, you got the upgrades, but right now you can reach out to me on Facebook because I'm just getting comfortable with that.
Yeah.
Adeline Dixon. So on Facebook. Yeah. And via, of course, old school email, TTINdirector@gmail. But I'm going to get better with all of this WhatsApp. Oh, I do have WhatsApp. That's right.
Yeah.
Yeah. I got what. So you can reach out to me on those areas.
This is my last question for you. What advice would you want to give to people that who are listening to us now, or, you know what I mean, in anything you might want to say, if somebody want to maybe pursue playwriting or just anything, what advice would you want to give people?
Well, you know, the number one advice I want to give, well, word of encouragement is, to those that if you want to give your job. I'm a number one job. I'm a preacher. The time is now. Behold, now is acceptable time. Right now is the day of salvation. Two, you want to come back. If you got off the path and you feel like you're ready to come back to Christ, he's waiting on you. Let's say to those who God put a gift in you, don't be afraid to use it. It's much easier to take it and bury it in the earth and just pray. But when you see someone else using the gift that you have, that's a painful thing.
She's talking to you.
Step out there. Step
out there
and see. And see, because here's the thing about here's the thing about walking by faith. When you walk by faith and not by sight, you're not before it happens. It is increase my faith even more when God had to come up with some surprises. This time will come through you five, the last minute. Okay, you got to step out there and try. You will never know if you don't try. This is the other thing I want to say to somebody, because sometimes people don't move out because they're so low on themselves. They'll applaud everybody else's work, good job, but then when it comes to their time, oh, I don't think I can. I don't know. That wouldn't turn not as good as her plate. No, it's not supposed to. You give it to you. And see, I'm just one of those, been like this since I was a kid. I really not under what.
Out.
Hey, that sermon was so good. Woo!
I just want to let this person know, just to hear a woman that's strong in faith in God and strong in the family values, you know, it's just so refreshing to me because I come to a family like that. Person to, you know, talk about that, it's very refreshing.
It hits a little bit different when you get somebody who knows what they're talking about, and she knew what she was talking about.
Yes.
Everything she talked about was hitting right on the board. Step out by there by faith. Don't sit back and watch people on the sideline. This was a dream that I had. My brother here, New Jordan era, and we can't forget our superstar, Ronnie Ron, Mustang Ron, who was the catalyst to this dream we've taken and we're going to take it to so far. And we should be a living example of getting out your dreams and not being scared. She just said it.
Yes.
She just said it. If you didn't get nothing from this interview, live out your dreams. The show must go on.
And let me tell you something about Ronnie. Without Ronnie, I would not be doing this. He was
without Ron. Said,
come, like I said, and I've been knowing Ronnie for a while now. I've been knowing Ronnie for like what, 6? And just him to just to push me.
Yep.
To get me on this platform to say, hey.
And listen, and Jordan, we don't know what we'll do without you since you've been here. So, right. Yeah, Ronnie is the catalyst to a lot of this. Ronnie, we're going to put some respect on your name. We're going to wait and see if Ms. Dixon's going to come back so we can end the show off. She's been a fabulous person. People, go to see her play. People, this is not no goofy mission. She really is doing God's work out here.
Yes.
We only have queens on here, respectable queens. We love you, queens. Listen, if any out there know anybody that's doing something special that we can interview, do not be shy to inbox us. We're looking to interview phenomenal men and women. You know what I'm saying? This is a show for the people. You know? I'm going to see if she's able to get back on.
Okay. And you guys in the chat, if you got any questions, put them on the chat. We'll put the questions up for y'all. And so
okay. Hey, man, I want to shout out to the Fresh Sound Boys. Shout outs to them for supporting the movement, for being there from day one. Shout outs to Rodney Laurent. Shout out to the Laurent gang. Donald, Merlandi, and all the other ones I can't pronounce. Shout outs to them. Shout outs to the Joseph gang. Shout outs to Kareem Stevie. We on our Cosmol flow right now. That's what I'm on. I'm on my Constamol flow right now. A nigga can't stop us.
Can't stop.
Shout outs to Black Fathers. Shout outs to Black Fathers. Shout outs to Black men who stand up and piss. Shout outs to black men. Shout outs to black men who take care, they women, who do not disrespect women. Shout outs to black men who marry black women. We're not here to play with y'all. We're here to bring the message to the city. This is our legacy.
That's right.
Shit, we might come out with a play, how to love our women.
Yeah. Hey, you never know.
You never know.
We got a lot of stuff to do. A lot of stuff we can do.
Yeah. All we need y'all is like and subscribe and share the video. You know what I mean? We waiting on our beautiful queen to come back so she can end off our show and we can play one of her son's banger. Stream Marlon Dixon. Stream Marlon Dixon. He got gangster music. Talented brother. Went to Full Sail University. Let's get it. We're waiting for our queen to get back so we can roll up. If you got any questions, there we go. You back.
Can you hear me?
We can hear you perfectly.
We got you.
You see? Now you're a tech savvy person now.
Honey, listen. I'm giving myself a whole degree.
Yeah. You're a tech savvy. So Miss Dixon, I want you to end the show off. Plus, I need you to tell me what's your favorite Marlon Dixon song so we can play it.
What's my favorite Marlon Dixon song? Mm-hmm. Got My Back. That's my favorite one.
That's one of our, I listened to that.
I think you've already played that one. So he has another song called Restore Me.
I was just listening to that.
That's my actual other favorite. But I want to thank you all for giving me this opportunity, and I want to thank all of those babies out there that joined. You know, I call everybody. I'm everybody's mama and everybody's auntie. So now y'all can call me auntie, okay?
Auntie.
Cook every Sunday, like this morning. I cooked. I was up 4 o'clock this morning cooking greens and peas and okra and curry chicken and oxtail and rice and all of that good stuff, and then at the same time, I know how to make the vegan meals and I know how to make the keto meals. So if y'all ever hungry, just call your auntie up and I'll take
care of you. Devin.
But they talk to my babies out. Yes, sir.
Somebody asked where you was from.
So I'm from a little town called Penny Farms, Florida.
Where's
32 west of Jacksonville.
Oh, okay.
It sits in between Gainesville and Jacksonville. It's a whole history behind Penny Farms, but it was actually founded by Mr. J.C. Penny himself, where people shop. And my grandfather used to work for Mr. J.C. Penny for like $10 a week or something like that. He bought land in Penny Farms for it at the time for like $10 an acre.
Wow. So yeah. Do you still have family there?
I do. I do. My siblings are still there, and nieces and nephews, and now great nieces and nephews, and my father's church is still there, which is well over 100 years old, and mom's daycare is still there, so it's a beautiful place. We call it the place, if God was going to take a nap, that's where you go.
Oh, wow.
Very, very peaceful. It's one of those places that once upon a time, you know, didn't have to lock the door, that type of thing. And you can sleep with the door open all night. just very, very peaceful. But I'm appreciative for, oh, I want to tell you something cool about the place. So in the very end, do I have just like another minute?
Yeah, you can.
Yeah,
absolutely. We
want, yeah. Go ahead.
So I so wanted to make the people from home a part of this production. And I knew that they couldn't all come here. And there's this one lady at home named Miss Doreen. Miss Doreen is 100 years old. And she's, of course, she remembers when me and all of my siblings were born. She knows everything about my parents. She is still, to this day, singing, God is a good God. Yes, he is. So, wow. And then all of the African-American churches in our area, there are two of them that still, the pastors from when I was a child. They were friends of my father's. Mm-hmm. And so I took this ride home about 2 months ago. And my aunt is also 80 years old. I have an aunt that's 80, one that's 90, one that's, they're up there in age. And I, so of course they couldn't come down here for the play, but I wanted them to be a part of it. And so I took a ride at home and I went around to all of the churches that I grew up fellowshipping with and that my father preached at when I was a child. And I did little snippets of recording. Mm-hmm. I recorded the 100-year-old lady, Miss Doreen. My 80-year-old aunt, who was a civil rights activist, actually went to jail with Dr. King. I'm writing her story as well. So I did snippets of all the people from home that were instrumental in my life because I grew up in a day where it truly took the village, and the village came together and helped with families. There was a gentleman by the name of Mr. Nathan. He used to take the community, like my grandfather had all the vegetables, the farm and stuff, but Mr. Nathan had the hogs and the cows, so he would take them and string them up on a pole once a year, and everybody in the community ate. Everybody in the community had bacon and hamburger, whatever it is, from Mr. Nathan. That's the kind of village that I'm from. And so I did not want to leave home out. And so I drove around the community. I took snapshots. And so they are all in the play.
That's beautiful.
You have to come see where. But it's such a moment for me. Of course, I was crying the whole time I was doing the filming because, you know, it just so many memories. Just so many memories. But I want to say to the young people, because you all are the young people,
mm-hmm.
I want to say to you all, please don't forget to value and to treasure those who built you. I'm so glad to see you young men doing something positive and something constructive that you can pass on to other young men, black young men, just young men in general. But there was somebody that was instrumental in your life that caused you to be who you are today.
100%.
People, don't forget to go by and say thank you. Say hello. Because one time, the elderly people were feeding us. Now, we have to go by and feed them at times.
Yep.
And it's vital that we don't forget. No matter how God blesses your life, don't ever forget. I don't have a problem with people prospering and having wonderful things, having all types of platform, but I do have a problem when people forget those that helped them get to where they are today. Success did not come. It did not come free. It did not come without a lot of blood, sweat, tears, and sacrifice. Somebody helped you get to where you are. So I want to say to all my babies out there, go back and tell grandma thank you. Even if she wasn't the most educated, even if she didn't say certain words right, I bet you she knew how to pull that little handkerchief from here when you were in school and untie it and say, here, take this little piece of money. It might be $20 or $500 or $1. But grandma knew how to do that. That is why we are who we are. So just don't forget to go back and show honor and respect to those who caused you to be who you are. Hope I didn't say too much.
No, that hit different. I'm sorry.
Yes, it did.
It did hit. I had a little moment there. had a little moment there. Queen, I appreciate you so much, man. And I appreciate the message that you give us. And you are right. You know what I mean? We built this to this platform. We built this to support our Black women and our Black men and do something positive. We don't do no crazy stuff on here. We don't do none of that. We don't try to talk about crazy because we wanted to be able to show the beautiful side of who we are as people in Florida.
Absolutely. Absolutely. So, and on that note, shout out to all the HBCUs.
Yes.
Listen, Gators. I don't know. Rattlers. You said Rattlers. I know you went to FLOMO. You went to FLOMO. You studying psychology.
Did you say you're a Rattler?
No, I'm not a Rattler. I was just shouting them out. I didn't go. I was just shouting them out. I went to a PWI.
Which is?
Huh?
Oh, a private school.
A predominantly white institute.
I went to
UMass Boston. So I didn't have the, I was lost. I should have went to a HBCU. I was lost. Now I'm back home. Hopefully I go get my master's at a HBCU.
Well, and it's nothing wrong with it. That's the door that was open to you. Yeah. But whatever door opens, that's the door you walk through. But for me, I would not trade my HBCU experience for anything in the world. Some of my best friends, my roommates will be at the play. We have been friends for 36 years now. And it was from us spending time together at Florida Memorial. But the reason why I brought in FLOMO, I started at Bethune-Cookman singing in the concert chorale, and then I went to Florida Memorial. And the reason why I brought that in is because the Professor Patricia Warren, she was our drama teacher, and she helped pull this out of me. She recognized my potential, and once upon a time I was on the stage, which is not really my thing. I don't like being on the stage. I like putting other people up there.
Okay.
At Florida Memorial is where I got that experience. So thank you all so much.
Thank you so much
for this time. This has been amazing. I'm so sorry again that it took so long. To all my babies out there that were listening, I'm sorry it took me so long. So y'all just say a prayer for Auntie that she can get this technology thing together. But but God bless you all. I hope you make it to the show.
No. We'll be there. We'll definitely be there.
I'll be there in spirit because I'm in a different
state. He'll be there in spirit. Listen, he'll be because he lives in California. Maybe when you get your he lives in California. Yeah, I'm in Florida, and Ronnie, who's supposed to be here, he's in Florida. So he did. But don't worry, God is good because you want to know what's gonna happen. When you get your play on Amazon Prime, then he'll be able to watch it.
That's right. Oh, I have to come down
there. We visit. So we're going to end the playoff. We're going to end this off with a beautiful song by her talented son who went to Full Sail University. Put some respect on Mr. Marlon Dixon's name. Mm-hmm. Marlon Dixon's name. You know what I mean? Because your son got some good music. He got some good music, boy. He got some good music.
Hakeem played the video. I mean, played the song.
Huh? I'm about to play.
Go
ahead.
Before Hakeem played the song, like, subscribe to the a lot more interview for you guys. And I hope y'all enjoy this. That being said, Chaos, go ahead, Hakeem, go hit it for us.
Chaos Culture Radio. Miss Dixon told y'all to go follow your dreams and don't be a goofy.
There you go.
I believe that. But when I look at my situation, it's hard to receive that. But no matter, no matter, I'ma trust in you. You gon' pull me through. You gon' pull me through. When I try to make it to my next day, you said this is the start of your best days. I got your back forever and always. You ain't never gotta be afraid. I had to give it up. You got so many blessings in store. I got more than enough. We done built our trust. Your record's impeccable. It's unforgettable. You're so incredible. When I try to make it to my next day, you said this is the start of your best days.
This for you, Ronnie Ron.
Forever and always. You ain't never gotta be afraid.
Thank Miss Dixon so much for coming to the show.
Yes.
I'm geeked off the Lord, baby. Play this last joint so we can get up out of here. Okay. Last song of the night, DJ Marcus Aurelius on the beat, DJ New Jordan Era on the beat, DJ Rusta and Ronnie on the beat.
Let's go.
Chaos Culture Radio, Marlon Dixon in the house.
I'm reaching out to you.
We do this for real.
See what
like and subscribe,
I
share the video.
Going through, I'm calling for your help. I don't want it from no one else.
Follow your dreams. Follow your dreams and don't be a goofy. I'ma tell you, Chaos Culture Radio Gang. Mustang Ron, New Jordan Era, Prince Hakeem. Nothing is above us but God. We do not like ops, gang members, and niggas who hate black women.
What my life is all about.
I want to thank everybody who was watching us today, who watched that lovely interview.
How did
this
I
is
get
her son, Marlon Dixon.
Again.
Beautiful song.
I had to seek your
what's in me. Please help my unbelief. You're my everything. So once again I sing.
Ladies and gentlemen, I want to thank y'all for rocking with us. This is Chaos Culture Radio. This is Prince Hakeem.
Let's let that be known. Chaos Culture Radio, we are
out. Peace, and we love y'all. Like and subscribe and share this video.